England's deputy chief medical officer said it could be 6 months before life returns to what he called normal. The number of people who have died with the virus in the UK, including the north of Ireland, has reached 1,228. Sean Whelan is our London correspondent. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Gavin.
How is life in London?
Quiet. It's still very, very quiet, and that's exactly what the authorities are looking for. They want people to stay home and, as they put it, save the NHS and save lives. I mean, we did have a report from, I think, in the Midlands area of police having to raid a party during the night. But this behaviour tends to be few and far between. As they say, there's always a few, isn't there?
Are there many people going to work this morning?
Not that I can see. I mean, this the essential workers, and it is a fairly wide list of people. But no, you look around the place, the traffic is incredibly light on places like Vauxhall Bridge Road, which is normally bumper to bumper all the time at rush hours, and pretty much during the day as well. Now it's incredibly light. Really, it's just buses and the odd private vehicle on the roads.
The Prime Minister, the Health Minister, the Chief Medical Officer are all in isolation. For those who aren't, what are they saying about how bad this could get in the UK?
Well, they're obviously saying that it's not anywhere near the peak yet. Their thinking at the moment is that they will see a peak in cases coming through the health service in possibly 2 weeks, possibly 3 weeks. I mean, it's the nature of these kind of diseases. Nobody can put a firm date and say this is when the peak will be. This is when we can start relaxing restrictions. And indeed, it was, as you mentioned, the deputy chief medical officer of the UK who was saying yesterday in the daily briefing, because obviously her boss is in self-isolation, that it could be up to 6 months of measures that are needed. Now, they are hoping that they can start to relax measures in about 2 or 3 months' time. But they're conditioning people now and saying, look, folks, we could be in this for the long haul. If this thing doesn't work out the way we're hoping it's going to work out, then we have to stick at it. And there really isn't much alternative but to suppressing normal life and normal economic life in order to suppress this virus and keep the demands on the health services down to a manageable level. It really is just about saving lives at this point, even if that becomes difficult and unpleasant for people. And it is difficult and it is unpleasant for people. And the longer it goes on, the more difficult it will become for some people in particular. Others, however, may well adapt to the changed circumstances a lot better. And it's watching how a society evolves and adapts over the coming weeks and months that will be quite fascinating, really.
Sean, thank you. That's our London correspondent, Sean Whelan, 8:51.